Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I'm Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona. And guess what, guys? Summertime is here. We reached our first 110 degrees yesterday. That's about my limit, too, boy. It is hot. I mean, it's so hot where it's still almost like in the high 90s at nighttime. You know that it's getting hot, and this is the way it goes until September. But thank God I'm going to get a break from this for a couple weeks. I'm coming back to the East Coast and happy to be able to do it, look forward to it, to be able to get out of this heat. So there will not be a show for the next 2 weeks, but loved ones, I'm going on vacation and going to take a break from things and go enjoy my family who I have not seen for 2 years, and I look forward to seeing my friends and family, and I'm excited. Look forward to getting back to getting back home. But anyway, for all my old listeners, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I'm so grateful for you. You have been with me the whole year or so, and even longer, many of you. And we made it through this pandemic thing. Hopefully, we're just about at the end of this process, and it has been quite interesting for many of us. It has been a growth process. We had time to slow down, regroup, and sort of put our perspectives together on our, especially on our spiritual journey. All of those who are on the spiritual path have had time to sort of work through and get reconnect to our own higher self and our own spirit, you know. So that's been good time. For many of our folks, it's been quite a challenge. I've known quite a few people who have had this virus, and I know of a few cases where there's been loss. So we keep our hearts and thoughts with those people and pray for the good. But for many of us, having the quiet time has been a real blessing in actuality, you know. So, you know, everybody has their own experiences, and so we just continue to move forward. Now, for all my new listeners, welcome. You're going to, hopefully you're tuning in today, and I'm going to be out of the office for the next 2 weeks, so hopefully you're tuned back in. Anyway, you can always go back and listen to all of my archive shows if you missed anything or you want to find out what this ministry is all about. This is a metaphysical new spirit, new thought ministry, and we do not operate in a box here. We are true, pure spiritual connection, and that's what we go with. We follow the religions of the world. We're not totally committed to any one religion. We're only to the truth, and that's what we're all about, the truth, and as we perceive it and as we see it, you know. So anyway, we have a really exciting show today that I'm looking forward to being able to share with you. By the way, for all of you folks who tuned in last week and we had some technical difficulties, I apologize to you for that. It was not so much computer, but human error, mistake on my part, some things I do. You know, even with these technical things, sometimes if you miss one little glitch, it can cause you a whole madness, man. So my show last week was quite a jumble, and I didn't get a chance to totally complete it as I wanted. So some of the things I'm going to be talking about today is things that I actually touched bases on last week, and just adding a few more comments to the talk from last week. So we're looking forward to that. Your ascension is the ultimate goal. Your ascension is the ultimate goal. And that's a mouthful, beloved ones, because that's why we're all here. We're working toward, should be working toward our extension. But anyway, you know, we'll get started, and I have a lot to share with you. But as usual, we're going to open up with prayer. We need the prayer this day more than ever. So let's begin with prayer. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful day. We thank you, God, for all that you allow to show up in our lives, knowing that you are the source of all things that are totally in our behalf. So we just ask you to continue to guide us and continue to teach us and show us how we are to conduct ourselves, knowing that all is one, and we are connected with you, God, just like a wave is in the ocean. So we say thank you, God, for seeing us through another week and seeing us through another day. And we know, God, that it's through your divine love and your divine mercy and grace that we are made it here from one week to another. And we ask you just to continue to guide us and give us insight. Give us the ability to make wise decisions about our life. Give us the most of all to be able to take control of our thoughts and our minds and our emotions and our feelings so we can move forward and rise to a higher state of consciousness. We are all working towards that higher state of consciousness. And as we ascend to that level, we give grace and thanks to you, God, for opening our minds and our hearts so we can move to that higher state of consciousness and be at that state and stay at that state. We give thanks and gratitude for all there is. We thank you, God, for all those beloved ones who are serving in the medical field, and we ask you, God, to give them special blessings. You know that they are servants of humanity, and so keep them safe, keep them protected, and keep them in divine love, and help them as they help us to be better, healthy, and health conscious, that we will give gratitude and appreciation to our wonderful medical people. And we give thanks for that. We give thanks and for all those who are having this morning any kind of dis-ease, that we pray that they will be able to focus their attention on you, God, and that you will give them comfort and give them understanding that this too shall pass and that everything is in divine order, knowing that it is all well. So we just say thank you, God. We come with open hearts and open minds today. We pray and we ask, I ask for assistance from my ascended master's host and for information, all those who come to support us every Sunday and help us to rise above and to move into a higher state of consciousness. We give thanks and gratitude to all those saints you made, beloved cosmic Christ, Mother Mary, and all the other ones. And I give gratitude this morning for Lord Michael. Lord Michael, thank you and help you. Thanks for helping us with the technical issues and technical things of today. We know that you are the source and that's your specialty. So we pray this morning for divine protection of the system and the show. So we say thank you, and so it is. Amen. Well, beloved ones, here we go. Your ascension is the ultimate goal. You know, the question that most people ask themselves these days is, why am I here on this planet? And especially, why am I here at this time? Because, beloved ones, you are here at a magnificent time. And I know that for some of you, it may be challenging, but for others of us, it's a spiritual growth. We're on that path to a higher state of consciousness. And you know what, beloved one? Each one of you chose to be here at this time. You may not have been aware of the conditions that were there, that here, but you chose to be here at this time. I'm not going to say that you knew exactly what was going to happen, because that was said that it's predestination. I don't believe in predestination. I think that things change and things shift based on our consciousness as we grow as a soul. So, but anyway, we're here, and this is where we're supposed to be at this time. So we're supposed to be able to grab from this experience and learn a lot. And if you opened your mind or open your heart and open your spirit over the last year, you have learned a lot, and you've been able to open yourself up to be able to expand your consciousness. That there's, you know, to move forward. So as we get into the day's topic, there's nothing, and I say nothing, more important than your soul's journey to your ascension. That is the reason that each one of us continue to make these incarnations into this earth realm or wherever you're incarnated into in this universe. It's all one big goal, and that big goal is to help you into your ascension. And through each and every incarnation, we are trying to reconnect to our Creator. And that's pretty much it, beloved one. That is the goal, to reconnect to the Godhead and to do and to be part of that community, part of that cosmic community that we all came from, okay? And that is what we are aiming for, and that's what we're shooting for. So your goal in each incarnation should be, this is my last earthly journey. We should all be thinking about being here is our last earthly journey, and we're going to make an ascension this time, and we don't have to come back into this earth realm unless we choose to. I think that spirits have a choice to come back. If they choose to come back and to be able to be part of this community, they have that choice. If they're coming back to many, thank God, many spirits come back to help humanity, help mankind to grow, and help mankind to be in that way. So there are many masters walking among us today, beloved ones, many masters walking among us today to help us to grow and help us to move into that higher state. And many times you've been here in different body forms. You know, most times people come back in different body forms than they are. So you may come here as a male, you may come as a female, you may come black, you may come white, you may come any ethnic color, whatever you need as a soul to help you to grow and help you to work through your karma. One of the reasons for your incarnation is to work through your karma that you have created over the lifetime, okay? Now, you may have been able to, you know, work through your karma in your last life. Some of us are carrying karma from life to life to life. So we're here to work on that addition as well, along with the idea, along with our ascension, okay? That is the two main goals that you are here for, to work through your personal karma and to work on your ascension, okay? There's only a small reasoning for being here on planet Earth in this aspect when you're thinking about working on your karma versus working on your ascension. That is the key. That is the ultimate thing. It's essential that you understand that you are a spiritual being having a human experience. You heard me, I said it to you a lot of times, loved ones, but I want you to really get it this time. I want you to open yourself and open up to the idea and understand of who you truly are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. This physical body that you have is just a temple to hold your spirit. And thank God that it is there, and thank God that we take care of our temple. That's why it's so important to take care of your physical body, loved ones, because this is the home of your creator, and your being is inside of your physical temple. But it is your spiritual energy that exists forever. Every time you incarnate, you take on a different physical human form, but your spirit do not change. Yes, your spirit do not change. You may not remember from lifetime to lifetime your the mental and the ego part of yourself, but your spiritual self is there and is consistent through all the life experiences you have had. It has not changed one iota. Hopefully it changed from the standpoint that you have grown and you are more in tune and more conscious than you were in each lifetime. You become more in tune to where you are, where you're going. But you know what, beloved ones? Each one of our spirits always is craving to go back to the Creator. We crave to be with God. That's why we seek so hard to have a connection with God, because that is our soul's craving to be in the presence of God. For that is where the beginning was, and that's where the essence of your soul lies with God, because it is your soul is an extension of God. So you want to bring your whole being back to that spiritual realm of the gods and being in that presence to be able to operate in that higher echelon of spiritual awareness and consciousness. And just like there's a physical a hierarchy right here on Earth, spiritual realm there is too. So there's plenty room for you to go back and do and expand and be part of the angelical spiritual realm, okay? Now, I want each one of you to live as long as you can here, or as long as you desire to live in your physical form, but that's what you, well, that's what you, that's why you came up. I'm not telling anyone this morning that they need to leave. you know, live as long as you can and become all that you can become. But the ultimate goal is for your ascension, okay? To go back to be with your God for. And this is what, through each incarnation, we have spiritual and conscious growth. And through that conscious and spiritual growth is how we are working ourselves back to the higher state of consciousness. So you are here, like I said, you're here for correcting your karma from your previous incarnation. But the number one thing is for your soul to grow and to be able to grow to the point where you are preparing yourself for your ascension. And hopefully it'll happen in this lifetime. You know, and this hopefully this is the one that you'll be able to do. All depends on what you prepare yourself. You know, it's the process of working towards your ascension, okay? Planet Earth is a school. That's what it is, beloved ones. You are in school as long as you're here on planet Earth. This is your whole thing about coming to school. And you chose to come here at this time, and no one forced you to come. You as a soul made your own decision to come here, okay? So that is that was your choice. Now, I don't know if you have a choice to go to other universal planes or other planets. I mean, it's possible, but you have chosen to come to Earth. And for many of us, this is, well, for I would say for 99% of us, this is not our first time here. And for many of us, this will not be our last time here. And that's okay. You know, it's growth. We're growing. And that's what we do as a soul. So regardless of how many times it takes you to come through this earthly realm, the ultimate goal is still to work towards your ascension, okay? So it's okay that you're here many times and that you're making it, you're working on ascending. Your well-being, your ascension should always be the ultimate goal, though, beloved ones. Always. You heard me refer to the term ascension a lot in this talk. And for some of you, I think most of you are pretty aware of what that means if you've been listening to this program, because that means that you're pretty much metaphysical in your thinking and process. But there may be some new people who are not quite there at this point and that don't have a full understanding of this topic, if they're still on the air. You know, I noticed that people, when we have topics about things that are a little bit different for some people, they just leave and they're not prepared for, they're not consciously ready to hear this conversation. And that's okay. That's good. It's not for everybody. And I truly understand that this program, my talk, are not for everyone. There's certain people who is for, certain people who is not for. And that's okay. We all grow at the level that we grow at. See, your ascension is a consciousness. When your consciousness and oneness is with God, when you feel consciously connected with God and you are able to lose your body limitations, that means that you're able to rise above your physical bodies to be able to teleport and bifurcate and be able to move freely. You're in that state of consciousness, and you are transcending to that higher level of space and time. You'll have full control of all your body functions, you know, to be able to see it. Then you'll know that you're moving into that state of ascension and preparing yourself to make that journey, okay? So it's a preparation that you go to be able to make your ascension, okay? When one reaches that state, they no longer need to have the birth and recycle process. And 99.9% of us, when we reach into our fifth dimension of consciousness, and when I say reach your fifth dimension of consciousness, I mean reach it and to be able to stay there and not be able to, you know, come back and forth. Some of us now put our foot into the fifth dimension, our mind goes there, and we come back to the three-dimensional world above. I'm talking about when you get to the fifth dimension of consciousness, to where the Christ consciousness, where Jesus and Buddhas and all the ascended ones operated from, that is when you're at the point where you've been in the process of becoming a master And from that level is when you make your ascension. You have to at least reach your fifth dimension to make your ascension, beloved one. Okay? So that should be our goal as well, is to strive to get to that fifth dimension level of consciousness all the time. You always, and like I said, once you even make your ascension, if you want to come back and help and assist, that's great. It's wonderful. But it's a beautiful thing. We all are individual expressions of God here on the planet. Like I said earlier, you are a spiritual being, having a human being. But you are an extension of that God for your essence, your spiritual DNA, and the structure of your whole spiritual life is based on the spiritual energy that the Creator has put inside of you, loved ones, which you cannot see with the naked eye, and the spirit is so bright and so brilliant that even the average human eye could not stand it. Even if they saw it, they could not focus upon it, because the spirit vibrated at such a high level that our physical eyes could not stand to experience it. Okay, so. And I know for many of you, you may be having some challenges and experiences right now. Many of us are having challenges, and that's good, because out of each one of those experiences, beloved one, is where you're growing. You know, you don't truly get your growth when everything is going wonderful. It's good that we want to experience the wonderful, but the adversities, the challenges, is where you develop your spiritual characteristics, okay? So never be frightened or be disappointed when something doesn't show up as we think it is from the egotistical point, because we are learning from each experience that we're having that is helping us to get through those next challenges. So you, and of course, all of us around us know that there's quite a bit of chaos going on. The planet is shifting. The energy is shifting. So during that energy shift, there is going to be chaos. I think that what you're seeing is just the tip of the iceberg, beloved one. So you have to prepare yourself, embrace yourself to understand that while you are ascending and raising your consciousness, there's others who are caught up in the flow of the energy that is really making them feel uncomfortable. They don't know what is going on. They're feeling detached. They are feeling confused, and they're acting out. Just look around. Every day you see it happening, beloved ones, where people are just seeing what you see, and they seem to be out of order. Well, that out of orderness is all part of what's happening to them. And what they're going through and what they're struggling through, and that three-dimensional thinking. But we who are understanding that there's more to life than being in this three-dimensional world are understanding and seeing, and we should be growing. Don't allow yourself to become part of that three-dimensional, low vibrational thought and thinking process, beloved one. It is ultimate that you rise above that if you wish to be in a higher state of consciousness. There is, like I said, there's a major energy flow taking place, and it's happening, and it's a beautiful thing, because the gates, the portals, the spiritual portals are opening up wider than they ever have for us to be able to move into that higher state of consciousness. And for everyone who has a full understanding of that, now is the time to open yourself up spiritually and allow yourself to extend and move to that higher state. Work on your spiritual consciousness all the time so you can begin to rise above and move, because the gates are opening, the vibrations are high, and you're feeling that. But, of course, there's those who are operating in low frequencies, and it's a challenge, you know? It's a challenge. But either way, you are souls, and you are getting what you need as your growth. So there is no putting down of anyone, okay? Because we all are God's children. So regardless of what you may observe and see in people, we are all God's children. Even those who are homeless, those who are begging on the corner, they are God's children. But see, God gave us this thing called free will. And with free will, we have the choice. We have the choice of how we want to live our lives and how we want to expand our lives in this process. Free will is a decision and a choice that each one of us make every day. Every day. You see, God gave you the ability to have full control of your life. So, but for many folks who are not able to handle that, are not making very wise decisions. And they, on the other hand, they're not getting very wise results. Okay? So it's that's what it is. So the days can be quite challenging for those. And like I say, either way, you're having those experiences, and that's good. That's all part of your evolution. So you are expanding as a soul each and every day, even if you don't realize it. Even those who are going through that low vibrational frequency are still expanding their awareness, and hopefully they will be able to pull themselves up, and they will, not in this lifetime, but as a soul, they will. They will definitely be able to do it. God makes nothing imperfect. So every soul has the ability to ascend to its higher state of consciousness and to expand. So hopefully you will open your mind and learn from each challenge that you are faced with, beloved ones. Whatever's going on in your life right now, take the time to examine what's happening and why it's happening, and choose to rise above it, because this is where you're having your lesson. We are facing these challenges because they are helping us to grow. And most important, beloved one, we created them. Every challenge that you're having is self-created. I don't care what you say about nothing else. We create our own dilemmas and our own challenges. Yes, there's things happening on a universal plane and a universal level on the physical plane with the government and all the shifts and changes, okay? But you don't have to get caught up in that either. You have the ability to rise above the government and all the things that mankind has set above you, okay? So regardless of what's happening on the physical plane, there's a lot of stuff going on with you. Many of us who are in politics or follow politics know that this is a very chaotic time. But it doesn't mean that you have to have chaos in your life just because other men are having chaos, that you have to be part of that. So you have to rise above that, beloved one. And so regardless of what did in your previous incarnation, you may have been part of the problem then, but now you're part of the solution. Or you may be part of the problem now, and hopefully you'll be part of the solution, okay? So whatever, you are part of the mix. As I spoke to you earlier about your energy and your consciousness on this planet, and the earth is this. The earth, as well as you and I, are in the midst of a shift. This energy that's flowing through now, that's really, it's been around all the time, but if the portals really began to open in 2012. I remember I was in Sedona in 2012 and attending some events, and it was a marvelous time. And that was the beginning of a lot of the spiritual portals opening very, very wide, very, very wide for us to be able to, and that's about us developing our consciousness so we can move through and to ascend to that higher state of consciousness and operate from that level. We do not have to continue to operate in this three-dimensional consciousness, beloved ones. You do not have to operate in the three-dimensional consciousness unless that is what you choose to do, okay? You can rise above and take on a new approach, and that new approach, which should be for each one of us, is to want to obtain a full conscious awareness and being in our fifth dimension. Yes, but of course you got to get to your fourth dimension to get to the fifth dimension, right? So, but the fifth dimension is more of a transient state of consciousness that's taking you to that higher state and to the fifth dimension of awareness and fifth dimension of consciousness, okay? Believe me, beloved one, it may take you many lifetimes to move to this level. There's no doubt about it. For many of us, it's taken many lifetimes to get to where we are now, at this level of consciousness we are now, and it may take us many more lifetimes to get to that higher level. Hopefully, that we are also, but we are preparing in this lifetime to make our ascension. Every day, you should be figuring out what you need to do to become more connected to your God self so you can prepare to make your ascension in this incarnation, okay? And like I told you earlier, making the ascension into is going to be basically from your fifth dimension of consciousness. So you have to first step, work on getting into that fifth dimensional level of awareness and spiritual consciousness. Once you're there, then you get that choice of whether you want to make the extension in this lifetime, okay? That is where we should all should be heading for. This earthly environment that we are in, like I said, it's challenging, but it's what we need as a soul. If not, we wouldn't have chose to come here, to be here at this particular time. But we are here, and that's the reason that we're here, to be able to learn and to be able to ascend to that higher state. So work through those conditions, beloved one. Keep your head to the sky, as the old group Earth, Wind, and Fire used to say. Keep your head to the sky from the consciousness. In other words, keep your thoughts uplifted. Do not allow yourself to dive into deep negativity. And that is so, so important, beloved ones, that each one of us surround ourselves with spiritually conscious people that are moving in the same high vibrational frequency. I know you may not understand or may not be aware how other people influence you or affect you. They do. Being in the proper surrounding, being in contact with the proper people is so important. I know many of us may be living in situations where we may have someone that we're caring for or someone we're taking care of or something is happening around us and there's negative energy. They are negative from some standpoint, but still you have to be able to find a way to ascend and get out of that environment to be able to ascend. You need to have at least someone you can maybe call on the phone, someone you can talk to that can help you to raise your vibration when you, especially when you feel yourself becoming low. Someone who will help you to be able to get to that higher state of consciousness. And I praise God that I have at least a few people that I can call at any given time, and they will help me to, when I find myself not at the level that I see that I want to be, there are people around me that I can talk to and pray with and help me to raise my consciousness back to where I know I need it to be. And so each one of you need to do that too. You need to find yourself and as much as possible surround yourself with people who are growing on a spiritual level as well. We must be able to embrace that positive thought, that positive energy, that positive spiritual energy that will help you to be able to move into that higher state of consciousness. And one of the biggest challenges for those who are working towards the fifth mission is to be able to understand and have patience with those who are not reaching that level. You know, so just because you are ascending and you are raising, beloved ones, as I said, everyone is not at that level. So we who are working towards making that ascension and moving towards that level have to be patient with other people who are not. You know, and I'm not saying, when I said being patient with them, you have to be understanding. You don't have to operate on their level, but you have to be patient enough to know that everybody is growing at their own pace and they are not ready to move at that level yet, okay? And because when you are fortunate, blessed, and spiritually conscious enough that you are fully involved in the fifth dimension, you are one step closer to your ascension, beloved one. So regardless of what's going on around you, you just keep thinking, I'm working on moving my higher level to that fifth dimension so I can make my ascension. That's what you want to do. And that when you get to that level of your fifth dimension, you are now become a spiritual master. This is where you are mastering your physical body. And you can do that in this physical. You don't have to leave the planet to reach your fifth dimension, beloved one. And you don't have to change your physical being to reach the fifth dimension. This is something done within your consciousness. But once you are there, you know you are there because of you having full control over your physical body. to be able to come and go, teleport, buy a cake, move, do whatever you want to do, have spiritual intuitiveness, be able to heal, be able to do the things that Jesus did at the time. Jesus operated his mission time the whole time he was here in the physical plane. So when we get to that level of being in that physical fifth dimension, that's what we will do. When you're there, you will know that you're there, beloved one. And each and every day, you should be working to how do I get to that, but do the things that you need to do in your spiritual life, okay? You know that you need to take time and read and study and meditate and prayer and participate in spiritual growth opportunities. Take classes, do whatever you need to do, but keep your head focused on always keeping your eye on the prize, and the prize is God, being back for your Godhead. And if you can keep that in your mind and full part of your full consciousness, that is where the key that you need to do to be able to reach the state and get to that fifth dimension. And like I said, once you get there, you're a master. And once we reach this level, and the world becomes a whole different dimension for you, and you are able to just be at another place. And at that point, we will have no high desire for material possessions, you know. And you may end up, I'm not saying everybody that's at the fifth dimension don't have material success and material gains. Yes, you can. You probably can have a whole lot more if that's what you choose to be, but it won't be something that is overwhelming to you. You won't be always trying to strive to have the next material thing, the next better car, the next better house, you know, the next better clothes. That won't be your priorities, loved ones. That won't be your priorities, although you may have them, but that won't be your priority. You will be able to rise above seeking that material luxury, and because the understanding, the consciousness of where you are going to be on that fifth level is way, way, way more than having a new car, loved one. Believe me, when you can go and be and to operate in the higher rim, there's nothing compared to that in this physical plane of where, especially in this three-dimensional consciousness that we're talking about. We're talking about you really rising yourself and being at another level. We should also desire, beloved ones, and I pray that each day that you open yourself and allow yourself to become more and more aware of this particular thing. And as I said, the portals are open now. They're getting wider every day for those who wish to move in that higher state and to raise above that those limited vibrations. The time is right. And it has been opening and it opened wider every day. And like I said, it really began to expand itself starting in January of 2012. We began to open up and feel ourselves moving into that level. Not saying that people were not conscious before then, because they surely were. Many of us were aware, but I'm just saying the portal of spiritual energy shifted on the planet, and that's what we are experiencing today. And that energy is intensifying every day. You are feeling more. If you're feeling more connected to God right now, it's because of the spiritual energy that has been released into the planet, and you have allowed yourself to become part of that. So immerse yourself in the spiritual energy, beloved one. Immerse yourself in the spiritual energy, knowing that it is helping to lift you to a higher state of consciousness, okay? You can always ask that your spiritual guides and your spiritual assistants help you, and ask for your spiritual guides and your spiritual help to attract you to other spiritual type of people. You know, ask to be involved, that you say, Spirit, bring other spiritual like-minded people into my life that I can be part of and I can socialize with and I can have in my conscious group. You need people of like mind, beloved ones. You need to be able to be in that environment. The more you're able to absorb yourself in people who are more like you on that spiritual level, it has something to do, you know, it's more powerful when you're in a spiritual group. We each as individuals are spiritually powerful, but when we are in a group of powerful people, it really multiplies. So you want to be able to find you a spiritual group or be in an environment with other spiritual people to help you to be able to rise above and allow you to have a great impact on your spiritual growth. Okay? It's really, when you're into energy, beloved ones, you can feel it. When you step out of your house, you know when something is right, when something is not where it should be, or you are in the right place at the right time based on your trust, your feelings. Don't dismay what you are feeling, knowing that what you're feeling is true and real. We have to learn how to trust our intuition. We have to learn how to trust our inner being. We have to trust that inner being, knowing that that inner being is for our highest good, especially if we know that we are on that growth path, that we are going to be attracting and bringing higher things into us. And when we step into environments where there is not where we want to go or where we should be, we will feel that as well. And thank God you will. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I made a trip to some place I've been going for many years. I went to Las Vegas, and my God, I could not believe what the low vibrational feeling that I've got once I arrived there, you know? Almost instantaneously, once I got into the city limits, I began to feel a different kind of vibe than I've ever felt in Vegas, you know? And I don't know, you know, they had a big mass shooting in Vegas a year or two ago. Many people got shot, but the whole environment of Vegas had just almost, to me, I felt like a fish out of water, personally, myself, because the vibration was so low, just was not comfortable for me, you know, and the vibration, because the people in the streets were just at a different kind of people. They were very low vibrational. It was very, just not right, beloved one. Maybe you can go there and feel different, but it didn't feel good to me. And I recognized the energy there. And I admitted to myself, I am not interested in going back there again anytime, anyway, soon. Not saying I won't go back to maybe see a show or something, but to go and hang out in Vegas again, nah, that ain't happening. That's a too low vibrational place for me, okay? Now, you may feel different. Like I said, I felt like a fish out of water because the energy was so negative. Oh, my God. It was like, it just drained me when I was there. And you don't have to go to Vegas to walk into negative energy or be in there. Other places you can go. I'm sure you have been into places where you walk into the area and walk into there and just feel drained. Or all of a sudden someone come into your life that's just like, they kind of like just zap something out of you. The energy that's coming out of them is so low and so. Don't dismiss that as just coincidental, beloved one. Understand and recognize that you are feeling that energy of that other person. You're feeling the energy of that in that environment that you're in. That's real. That's real as can be. So understand that and know what you do. And when you're feeling that energy from someone, of some person, don't allow yourself to immerse yourself in that any longer. And you have to step away from that person. I don't care how much they may bring something to you on a physical level, you know, or what it is that you see in them on a physical level. If they are affecting your energy and they are making you feel low in your vibrational spiritual energy, dismiss them. Dismiss them. And do not, your creative, your spirit will bring you other high energy people. But you do not want to be around it. So when you're in an environment of people that make you feel bad, make you feel that there's something is wrong with you, dismiss that energy. You don't have to deal with that, beloved one. Don't allow others to bring you down. Don't allow others to pull you down, pull your vibrations down. You always want to be at a level where you are growing in leaps and bounds of consciousness. You want to be blessed, and you will be if you allow yourself to be consciousness. You see, because it's all about spiritual consciousness and spiritual awareness, you know, on every level of your life. If you are in spiritually connection, you'll find you'll have more loving relationships. You'll have more monetary, financial gains just because you're in that state of consciousness. Now, you know, beloved, when I'm telling you about being spiritually conscious and monetary, I have been quiet like most other people for the last year, year and a half due to the virus. And believe me, monetarily, financially, I really begin to understand the energy of money, the energy of opulence. And I don't even think about the term. I just think about, I put my thoughts and feelings on opulence because opulence includes everything that is good and wonderful. And doing that, and I had more time to focus on opulence, and I looked around and said, wow, I am better shaped than I am a year and a half when I was out there struggling every day trying to make a living. I am better off and in a better financial shape than just because I was able to focus on the energy of opulence. You know, beloved one, and that is the energy that each and every one of us have the ability to attract into your life. Don't just begin to think about the opulence of God. And like I said, the opulence of God means good relationships, good health, good friendships, good monetary aspects in your life. But begin to focus on the opulence of God being part of your life. If you want to shift, and that's the energy thing. You can't force it. You have to tap into the energy of opulence to draw it into you and to have it part of you. That's why the great minister, Catherine Ponder, many of you who are spiritual may be aware and know about Catherine Ponder. She was a great unity minister out of California. And she would say, there's gold dust in the air. And every day that I go out, I just sniff in and know that the gold is rushing into me, into my being. Okay, not physically, beloved one. I'm talking about consciousness now. Okay, that energy of gold is rushing, and that my ability is being enriched. And when you can think of that and feel that opulence of just knowing that you are being immersed in the precious feeling of your body being immersed in gold, and you know that you're feeling opulence. You're feeling opulence all around you. It's when opulence begin to come to you just through your mental thoughts. Ain't about your physical activities. It's about your mental thoughts. You know, there are yogis and ascended ones who have the ability, Sai Baba, Babaji, all of them were able to produce monetary gains at just a moment. Babaji was able to produce gold coins in the midst of the air because of his consciousness and aware of who and whom he was, and that all things are aligned to you when you're at that spiritual level. Okay? That's not a gift that everybody has, but it should be a gift that we all want to rise above. And just being able to experience what I have experienced in the last year, let me know that that's possible. That's very possible because and nothing I did on a physical level, but just I stayed focused on opulence and I stayed focused on consciousness, and the financial resources just almost just came, you know, from all sources. I didn't know that how it was going to show up, but it just showed up. So that gave me an idea of knowing that just being quiet and being focused, and don't focus so much on what you can do from a physical level, but focus on what you can do from a spiritual level and allow yourself to tap into the opulence of God, number one. There is so much there. You don't have to suffer. If you're going through any monetary aspect, it's because you're not aligning yourself with God's opulence, okay? That's the only reason that you will suffer any monetary losses or monetary lack. It's because you're not aligned to God, because there's plenty here for God has given you. And it's truly at your disposal whenever you want to have it, beloved one. So You want to make sure you stay there, keep your consciousness, grow on your spiritual level, work toward becoming and moving into that fifth dimension of consciousness where the magic starts. I like to say that's where the magic of life begins to have. Do you know how you would make you feel that you could be wherever you wanted to be, whatever you wanted to be, if you could go and visit a friend or go to another country by just a matter of you having the spiritual thought and inclination to be able to take your physical and mental spiritual body and be there? Wow. Wow. If that don't give you a thought of power and a thought of knowing that you can do it. And we have the ability to do that. And even more of that, then you would be able to assist a loved one in a healing process by your thoughts and your laying on the hands. You could help heal someone else and bring them out of a condition that they are not consciously able to bring themselves. Just imagine what that would be like, beloved ones, to have that power to be able to assist other people in their overall life and your life to be able to do those wonderful things to help others to grow and help others to become more spiritual consciousness. So every day, beloved one, work on your preparation for your ascension. Work on your preparation for your ascension. Of course, you have to, in order to work on your preparation for your ascension, you have to work on your preparation to get into your fifth dimension. So that from the fifth dimension is where you're going to make your ascension from. So you have to get to that state of consciousness, okay? So, but it's not impossible. None of it's impossible. Matter of fact, it's more possible than ever before to be able to get to that level of consciousness and what we can do. The timing is right. The energy is right. Just stay focused. Stay out of the negativity. Stay away from negative people. Stay away from negative energy. Immerse yourself in the thoughts and idea of you being one with God, truly being one with God. God is the source of everything in your life. Truly immerse your thought in that idea and that consciousness. Every day, you say to yourself, God and I are one. I am one with God, and that I am there. And feel the energy of you being one with God, knowing that you are operating and be able to do and become the things that you are designed to be, beloved one. You don't have to do this reincarnation thing over again in the next journey, unless you choose to, okay? So you have to make up the mind. It is up to you if you want to be able to be in this state of consciousness where you can rise above and not have to come back and do this thing. So that's why I say the ascension is your ultimate goal, because that's where we all should be wanting to do, is to go and be part of the Godhead that created us and to be able to do that. And thank goodness that we have the opportunity to do that, to be part of that energy, beloved ones. So embrace it. Take it on full-heartedly every day. You just focus on raising your vibration, raising your consciousness, and do something to help you to do that, okay? Do something to help you to raise your vibration every day. Every day you find some technique, some way that helping you to get out of this three-dimensional thought and three-dimensional consciousness to speed up your vibration through meditation, prayer, reading, spiritual music, whatever it takes for you to raise your consciousness, you do it. And do, above all, eliminate negative activity. If you're doing things that you know is not for your highest good, stop it. Stop it. It's that easy. Just stop it. And say to yourself, I am now on the path of spiritual growth, and I will no longer allow that activity to be part of my life. I am ascending and moving to a higher state of consciousness. And, you know, beloved ones, always be willing to ask for spiritual help. You have helpers there ready to assist you. 24/7, you have spirits that help you. Your I Am presence inside of you are there. Your guardian angels are there. Your descendant masters are there. The archangels are there. And they are all willing to work with us and help us to align ourselves to our highest state of consciousness. And so that we must stay in that state of consciousness. Ask for assistance. You know, beloved, because sometimes things come and it's hard for you to get focused and just get caught up in the world and stuff, when you find yourself in that, stop and ask Lord Michael, Saint Germain, Beloved Jesus, Mother Mary, whichever sender master, whichever being that you call upon, all of them will come and assist you. There's not one that would not stop and come and assist you. So call upon them to help get you back on track and begin to just to work with them and have them to come and be part of your being and be part of your life every day, beloved ones. This is a 24/7 process. You can't just do this sometime and expect to get results. You have to be willing to do this all the time. Live in that state of awareness and consciousness and be there all the time to do this, okay? This is just not a one-day thing, but this is something I want you to embrace and take into your life all the time, okay? And be there. So we're getting ready to close out with a prayer, but I want to let each one of you know I'm going to be gone for the next 2 weeks, and we're going to take a little break, needed break, need to go see family and touch bases, and look forward to all my listeners there on the East Coast. Many of you that I know, I will be coming back into the Washington, D.C., Maryland area, and look forward to seeing quite a few of you, hopefully in time. I have probably about 2 weeks. I don't know if I get to see everybody, but hopefully I can. So touch out, reach out, touch bases, and let's try to connect and look forward to seeing you, okay? And for all my other listeners, be well and be blessful and be peaceful, and may the light of God continue to surround you and protect you and keep you safe in these next couple of weeks and to grow, you know, and to be able to do what you need to do. So work on yourself, and I look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks and to be able to be part of your life and to we can bring this new year, bring this year in and finish this year on a positive and high spiritual note. So we're grateful for that. So let's close with prayer. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful day, another wonderful opportunity, another wonderful message that you allowed us to participate in. And we thank all those spiritual beings who have come and helped us to bring about, facilitate this message today. I thank you, God, for using me as a vessel to be able to relay and relate this information to these beloved ones who are open-minded and spiritually conscious enough to accept and to want to use this message this information to raise to a higher state of consciousness. And I pray that you give each one of us divine protection as we go through this week and through the next few weeks, that we wrap our bodies in the white light of God, surrounded from the top of our heads and to the top of our heads, starting with the crown. Allow that white light of energy to come into our bodies and move and penetrate into the crown chakra of our body as it's filtering all through our face and chest and muscles and stomach area. That white light of healing energy is going into our physical bodies and into our legs and grounding itself into the ground, that we are being completely protected and completely wrapped in that solid white light of healing energy, and that we will be cosmically connected on all levels. And we pray that that energy of gold that wraps our entire body will keep us secure and keep us in well-being, that that energy of goldness will shine inside of our being and understanding the well, that we will be able to connect to the opulence of God, that opulence that you give us, God. Open us up and let us know that we are one with you, and we strive to be one with you on all levels. So each and every day we connect to you, God, as the source. You are the source, and you're the children. We are your children, and we know that, God, that you are receptive and open. We know that you hear our prayers, knowing that all is well. So we say thank you. Thank you. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Thank you, beloved ones. I love each one of you more than you are even consciously aware of. So we just thank you for being, and thank you for allowing me to be with you today and gratefully, and look forward to seeing some of you in the next week and some of you other ones I will be talking to. I'm always a phone call away for all of you who know me. Email away. So if you need me, just reach out and I'll be there. All right. Peace and love. Have a wonderful, wonderful 2 weeks. Bye-bye. And a wonderful day.